de Broadway a Gran Vía. Hoy os traemos el musical Sweet Charity, una obra con libreto del escritor judío americano Neil Simon y con música del también judío Cy Coleman y letra de Dorothy Fields. El musical fue estrenado en 1966 en Broadway y permaneció durante 608 funciones. La producción original contaba con la actriz Wen Burdon en el papel principal, y este musical ganó nada menos que 12 premios Tony. Sweet Charity narra las aventuras de Charity Hope Valentine, una exótica bailarina del salón Fandango Ballroom. La historia comienza en Central Park. Charity camina junto a su novio Charlie. De pronto, este le roba el bolso y la tira al lago. De vuelta al Fandango Ballroom, sus compañeras tratan de animarla. Entonces aparece el jefe y les dice que tienen que ponerse a trabajar. Es el momento de su número musical más famoso, Hey Big Spender.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender. Good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see.
How about a few laughs? I can show you a good time. Do you wanna have fun? Fun, fun.
How's about a few
fun laughs? Fun laughs. Fun laughs.
I can show you a
fun
laughs.
Good time.
Fun.
What do you say to her?
Hey, how's about a
laugh?
I could give you some.
Are you ready for some
fun?
How would you like a
let me show you a
good time?
Hey, Big Spender! Hey, Big Spender!
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender. Good looking, so refined. Wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see.
Después de trabajar, Carity camina sola por las calles de New York cuando se topa con el famoso actor de cine Vittorio Vidal, quien corre precipitadamente tras su novia Úrsula. Ella se niega a regresar con Vittorio y él, al ver a Carity tan sola, la invita a acompañarla al Pompey Club.
Thank you.
Charity no puede creer que al final está en el apartamento del famoso actor.
If they could see me now, that little gang of mine. I'm eating fancy chow and drinking fancy wine. I'd like those Stumbo bums to see for a fact the kind of top drawer, first rate chums I attract. All I can say is, wowee, look at where I am. Tonight I landed, pow, right in a pot of jam. What a setup, holy cow. They'd never believe it if my friends could see me now. If they could see me now, my little dusty group, traipsing around this million-dollar chicken coop. I'd hear those thrift shop cats say, brother, get her, draped on a bedspread made from three kinds of fur. All I can say is, wow, wait till the riff and raff see just exactly how he signed his autograph. Oh, what a build-up, holy cow. They'd never believe it if my friends could see me now. If they could see me now, alone with Mr. V, who's waiting on me like he was a maitre d'. I hear my body saying, crazy, what gives? Tonight she's living like the other half lives. To think the highest brow, which I must say is he, should pick the lowest brow, which there's no doubt is me. What a step up! Holy cow, they'd never believe it if my friends could see me now.
Pero las cosas no salen como Carity esperaba, y Úrsula regresa con Vittorio y ella es acompañada a su casa por un ayudante del actor. De vuelta al salón de baile, las chicas están decepcionadas porque no le sacó el suficiente provecho a este encuentro fortuito. Le recriminan que no va a tener trabajo para siempre. Y bueno, la semana que viene continuaremos con Sweet Carity, hablaremos ya del segundo acto y terminaremos este de Broadway a Gran Vía.
Something easy to learn, and if I find me I'm going to be a receptionist in one of those glass office buildings. Lever Brothers. No, no, no. Seagram's. 9 to 5? I'm going to have my very own typewriter on the wood. And water coolers and office parties and coffee breaks. When I sit at my desk on the 41st floor in my copy of a copy of a copy of Dior, I'll receive big tycoons and I'll point to a chair. I'll say, honey, while you're waiting, how would you like to put it down over there?
And I'm gonna be a hat check girl at Sardi's East. And I'll wear one of them fine little black numbers, you know, cut up to here and down to there. Ooh, and all those hats coming in. Derbies, Homburgs. Ooh, and that cute little checkered number with the skinny brim and the feather. Check your hat, sir. Check your coat, sir. Check your vest, sir. Check your pants. Check your socks, sir. Check your shoes, sir. I can hold them while you dance. Check your eyes, sir. Check your ears, sir. Check and see if you are free. How about it? After hours, I'll check you and you check me.
Me too.
Why?
Getting out too.
But baby, what can you do?
I don't know. But just get me out of here and I'll figure it out later. There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live.
And when I find me some kind of life I can live, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, get up, live it.
La semana pasada concluimos el primer acto del musical Sweet Charity. En él, la protagonista, Charity, una bailarina de club nocturno, vuelve a casa tras un fortuito y estrafalario encuentro con el actor Vittorio Vidal. Antes de regresar a casa, Charity decide pasar por un centro cultural. Nuevamente, la bailarina se cruza con la mala fortuna y queda encerrada en un ascensor estropeado junto al contable Oscar Lindquist. Charity ayuda a Oscar a sobreponerse a su claustrofobia con esta canción.
When I'm so jittery, my knees buckle, ice water tickles my spine. I'm trapped like a butterfly in a net. Then I say to myself, I'm the bravest individual I have ever met.
I'm the bravest individual I have ever met.
makes very good sense. I get results.
Isn't that great?
Get back my confidence and an even pulse. 78. So when I panic and feel each day I've come to the end of the line, then I say the fear hasn't licked me yet. I keep telling myself I'm the bravest individual I have ever met.
Funny, but suddenly I can't swallow. I think I'm going to die. Sometimes, if you'll pardon the word, I sweat.
Then you say to yourself, I'm the bravest individual I have ever met.
I'm the bravest individual I have ever met.
Good.
Your game makes very good sense. I get results.
Isn't that fine?
Got back my confidence and an even pulse of 109.
So when you panic and think each day you'll fail at whatever you try,
I just say that fear hasn't licked me yet.
And keep telling yourself,
I'm the strongest, soundest, stoical, daringest, manliest, most heroical.
I'm the bravest individual I
Finalmente, el ascensor se arregla y Carity y Oscar logran salir. Entonces Oscar pide a la protagonista que le acompañe a la iglesia, pero una iglesia muy especial. En este caso, venera la cultura hippie.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean.
Suddenly a voice said, go forth, Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen.
And the voice said, Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religions. Hit the road, Daddy, leave your common law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life.
And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
Gospel in Milwaukee, took his walkie-talkie to Rocky Ridge.
Blew his way to Canton, then to Scranton, till he landed under the Manhattan Bridge.
Then he was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built up quite an operation down below. With the fire pipe a-blowing while the muscatel was flowing, all the cats were go-go going down below. Then he was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built up quite an operation down below. With the fire pipe a-blowing all the muscatel.
And fly to Daddy. Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Fly, fly, fly to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Swim, swim, swim to Daddy. Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy. Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy. Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy.
Tingle in your feet, rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat, and the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Put the tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes,
tras un día intenso juntos, Oscar propone a Carity un nuevo encuentro. El contable intenta averiguar en qué trabaja Carity y ella le miente, diciendo que en un banco. Oscar le besa la mano.
Here was a man with no dream and no plan. Then one crazy night I found sweet Charity, you make life fun for me. Oh, what it's done for me having you around. Sweet Charity, warm words I've never said. Lately pop off the top of my head. Incredible if by and by you and I should be we. I could touch the sky quite easily. So if you are free, sweet Charity, please belong to me. Sweet, sweet Charity, please belong to me. Said lately pop off the top of my head. Incredible if by and by you and I should be we. I could touch the sky quite easily. So if you are free, sweet Charity, please belong to me.
Dos semanas después, la pareja sigue enamorada y Carity se sincera con Oscar y le cuenta que es bailarina en un club nocturno. Pero resulta que su pareja ya lo sabía porque la vio actuar una noche. Al regresar al trabajo, Carity es golpeada por una nueva bailarina y nuestra protagonista se decide a dejar el club. Entonces la incertidumbre se cierne sobre Carity. ¿Cuál será su futuro? ¿Qué nuevo trabajo podrá encontrar?
What will I find? What's in this grab bag that I call my mind? What am I doing alone on the shelf? Ain't it a shame? No one's to blame but myself. Which way is clear? When you've lost your way, year after year. Do I keep falling in love for just a kick of it? Staggering through the thin and thick of it, hating each old and tired trick of it. Know what I am, I'm good and sick of it. Where am I going? Why do I care? Run to the Bronx or Washington Square. No matter where I run, I meet myself there, looking inside me. What do I see? Anger and hope and doubt. What am I all about? Where am I going? You tell me. Bronx or Washington Square. No matter where I run, I meet myself there. Looking inside me, what do I see? Anger and hope and doubt. What am I all about? Where am I going? You tell me.
Oscar y Carity hacen las maletas y él reconoce que quiere casarse con ella.
It's tough for a loudmouth mutt like me, who all the time bellows like a bull, to make with the words about the missus to be, when what you think is an empty heart, Miss Bull. Tomorrow when you say I do, I'll die. I'm almost too ashamed to tell you why. I love to cry at weddings. How I love to cry at weddings. I walk into a chapel and get happily hysterical. The ushers and attendants, the family dependents, I see them and I start to sniff. Have you an extra handkerchief? And all through the service, while the bride and groom look nervous, tears of joy are streaming down my face.
Down his face.
I love to cry at weddings,
anybody's wedding, anytime, anywhere, any place.
I always weep at weddings. I'm a soggy creep at weddings. Oh, what's as sweet and sloppy as, oh, promise me, and all that jazz.
The man you rest your head with, the man you share your bed with, is married to you, so you know he won't jump up and dress and blow.
I could marry Herman and be permanently sorry. We would make a really lousy pair. But gee, I want a wedding, any kind of wedding,
any time, any place, anywhere.
Into a chapel and get happily hysterical.
The ushers and attendants, the family dependents,
I see them and I start to sniff. Have you an extra handkerchief?
And all through the service, while the bride and groom look nervous,
I drink champagne and sing Sweet Adeline. I love to cry at weddings, everybody's wedding,
just as long as it's not mine. I love to cry at
la mala suerte vuelve a cebarse con la pobre Sweet Carity, y Oscar de pronto reconoce que no puede soportar la idea de que Carity haya estado con otros hombres, y al igual que Charlie, su primer novio, Oscar la abandona en medio del parque.